state officials are about to reveal the long-awaited results of an air monitoring study in Albany's South End. For years, residents of the Ezra Prentice home say they've endured sounds and smells from trains passing through their backyard. They've cited the oil trains that transport crude oil to the Port of Albany, not to mention the tractor trailers that rumble along Pearl Street on the other side of the complex, hauling various freight in and out of the port area. Air quality and truck traffic are just two of several environmental concerns affecting Ezra Prentice, whose residents have a 40% asthma rate compared against 11% countywide. They've spent nearly a decade searching for answers and say the air hasn't gotten any better. In July 2017, State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos joined local leaders there, announcing the start of an air monitoring study. Almost a year later, in June 2018, DEC released the results of a heavy vehicle traffic pattern study. Potential contributors to pollution included city buses, school buses, and tractor trailers that enter and exit the neighborhood on ramps leading to and from I-787, a conduit for industrial traffic. The study identified 22 alternate traffic routes that truckers could use, along with strategies including enforcement of truck route policy, emissions reduction, and education. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan told residents she directed city trucks to avoid the neighborhood if they had no official business there.
Our recycling trucks are taking alternative routes. They will not be moving to county waste, our recycling to county waste, through Ezra.
Residents have been waiting for air quality study results since, including neighborhood activist and former common counselor Dom Casolaro.
We've been anxiously waiting the results of this study, which originally was going to be given to the residents and of Ezra and the community in March of this year. So here it is 7 months later. And we are finally going to see the results of that air quality study.
Casolaro says he visited the agency several months ago for an update direct from Commissioner Sagos.
He asked if there was something not good in the report, and that's why it was being delayed. And all I kept getting was, well, it had to be reviewed, it had to be this, it's in a different department now, looking it over before it could be public. All kinds of excuses. So I don't know. We're wondering if the numbers aren't going to be good, if the numbers, especially for the small particulates, the really tiny ones that you don't see, that actually can get into people's lungs, which come more from not just diesel engine trucks, but actually more from motor vehicles, from cars. Maybe those results are a little bit higher than what they were expecting.
The lack of answers frustrated Casolaro, who says the study was completed months and months ago, way before March. DEC declined to comment ahead of a press conference scheduled for 2 p.m. Monday afternoon. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.